We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I tell you, someone else who puts together rankings and keeps an eye on high school football year-round, and always great when we can catch up with him. Jeff Fisher joins us now. And welcome back to the High School Scoreboard Show, Jeff, from High School Football America.
Appreciate it. How you doing tonight? I'm listening to you guys. You're doing the job you always do, man. I don't know how you do it. That's a long time to crank on Friday Night Lights, but good to be with both you and Chris.
We appreciate you. Appreciate it. I've just got a lot to say, Jeff. That's part of it. I've just had a.
I'm ready.
No, I fully was prepared to ask why Buford was 3 and not 1, but they're trailing at halftime, so it buried my entire argument.
Trust me, I keep hitting that going, you know, because I do take pride in the algorithm. I keep refreshing, going, uh-oh. And when I heard you give that score there, I was like, oh, man. But let's have some fun. Let me just say this, because I remember last year around this time, you're like, where is Georgia? We do have 3 teams in the top 25, 33 in the top 300. So now you can go.
33, that is impressive. And listen, if you don't know about High School Football America, you need to get on there. You need to test it. This thing is awesome. Yeah. I love it. We just give Jeff a hard time. The reality is stuff is very accurate. It's actually very accurate. And what I want to know is, how does a team – so let me just throw a team out there. Grayson, for example. Grayson is really good, has been for 15 years or 12 years or so. But at one point, they were a brand-new school, or they hadn't quite won yet. At what point do you guys get people on your radar that maybe weren't that team, like Grayson 12 years ago? Now they're always on the radar. How does a team through this algorithm get into the top 300 of thousands and thousands of teams?
The algorithm does what, you know, it's supposed to evaluate what's going on the field. And obviously, if you make deep runs and or win state championships, obviously that kind of catches it. There is a kind of a legacy thing in the algorithm. So obviously, if you're winning championships or getting Final Fours or state semifinals, we're going to find you out. And then the other thing, you know, and people ask me this all the time, especially when they're saying, well, Jeff, you know, the opinion polls have people here, there, and everywhere. A lot of times the opinion polls, and I'm not going to pick on any of them because I have relationships with all of these great, ranking services, they're looking for readers, right? Mm-hmm. And not that we're not looking for readers, but, you know, sometimes, like I remember years ago, USA Today had Martinsburg, West Virginia in the top 25. Great program the Bulldogs have there, but it's West Virginia. They're not a top 25 team. Yep. Now, the good news is a lot of teams do go, you know, and play out-of-state opponents like Grayson just beat, back-to-back opponents from South Carolina and all that. And that goes a long way as well. But ultimately, to answer your question, it's simply this. If you're getting it done on the field, if you're winning some gold, you're going to be noticed.
Well, just this week, Brunswick, Parkview, and Cedartown all entered the top 300.
Okay.
And Brunswick especially, and probably Cedartown, are fairly new to being that high up.
Right. Brunswick last week, they beat the bowl school.
Down
in Jacksonville. Right.
And Creekside beat East St. Louis, who Jeff had at number 44, which is big. I mean, you got to remember how many tens of thousands of teams there are. You're 44. That's really something.
It is.
And so that was a big win for Creekside.
No, there's no doubt about that. Well, and, you know, and Creekside's getting it done. You know, people are asking, why is Creekside so high? It's their strength of schedule. I mean, come on. I heard you guys say it earlier tonight. You know, you got to have that Georgia pride, right? Who are you beating out of state? And right now, the people from the Peach State are doing a pretty darn good job. I mean, East St. Louis almost, and they could have beaten the number four team in the nation, St. Francis Academy, which many believe is like a notch below IMG Academy out of Florida. So, you know, shout out to that. Brunswick beat a very good Bulls team that was somewhere around number 150. So they deserve it. I mean, Georgia football in our algorithm right now, I kind of did a little bit of a study before I hopped on here to see where everything is. So you got Florida with 49 teams in the top 300, Texas with 39, Georgia with 33. However, for the first time ever, when you look at the entire state compilation, not the 300, but every team in the state, Florida's the best state in the nation right now. Georgia, never been this high. They've been three, but tonight I can tell you they're the second best state in high school football through four.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Weeks of the season.
We need to cut that up, Dylan. We need where Jeff said we were better than Texas.
I know that's right. I and California.
That's what he said. Now better, cut that up. So.
Better than Texas and California.
Speaking of those teams, though, Jeff, what's the best win somebody's gotten all year? I mean, it doesn't have to be Georgia. Anywhere.
Yeah, you know, that's hard to say. I'm going to go, not because I'm on your show tonight, but Creekside's win over East St. Louis is big. I mean, East St. Louis will play anybody anywhere. I mean, they've gone out, they've played St. John Bosco from California. Like I said, they almost beat St. Francis. Creekside's got to be kind of up there. I'm trying to rack my brain. I didn't expect that question. I'll keep thinking as I talk here, but I got to say that's somewhere definitely near the top. Well, probably the top.
Right. Okay.
All right. Modern Day's had a great win, I know. I know they're at the top. St. John Bosco at the top. So I know there's been some great wins. IMG not at the top right now. That's a little different.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, you know, they've got a new coach. You know, Pepper Johnson left after 1 year. They didn't have a great year last year. They won our national championship in 2020. They're one of those programs, and, you know, we can talk long and hard about recruiting and all that. But, Auburn and Alabama almost beat them last year, and not the juggernaut they used to be. I'm not saying they're a bad football program by any stretch of the imagination, but Miami Central, a great program from South Florida, knocked them off in the season opener, and that wasn't an upset. Miami Central is year in and year out, you know, filled with studs that go on to play at, you know, Division One, Two, and Three. It's just a great program there. So, Southern California right now is probably the strongest in the rankings at the top, because you've got one and two being Modern Day and St. John Bosco, and everybody's waiting for them to play, you know, game one of what usually is a two-game series each year coming up on October 7th. So, you know, Buford fans, if we get by Carver tonight, they want to see, one win on October 7th and one beat the other, and we might be talking a natty for the Wolves. Who knows? But we've got a long way to go, folks. It's just neat to see Buford that high in the rankings.
And folks, we're spending some time with Jeff Fisher from High School Football America. It is social. You can find it on Twitter at HSFA America. HSFA America. We've seen more, and how do you feel about it? And how much are we seeing it in other states? We've marveled this season about how many games have been played by our schools against teams from other states. Tonight we're waiting for the game with Buford and Bishop Gorman.
Brookwood, yeah.
Brookwood and Bishop Gorman to take place out in Las Vegas. Thoughts about games like that years ago were unthinkable. Now we got so many teams mm-hmm. that are playing teams from Georgia. And or is it the fact that where the Georgia teams are ranked make these teams want to play against teams from Georgia?
Well, I think it's a couple of things there. A, most of those teams that we all could probably name that have been, you know, year in and year out for a decade or two at the top of the rankings, the Modern Days, the St. John Boscos, the Bishop Gormans, I can go on and on. No one wants to play them. So now what's happening is, you know, when teams are having, you know, trouble getting games and all that, like, you know, Buford doesn't exactly get scheduled easily, right?
Right.
Some of the Gwinnett County teams don't get that. So we're getting more and more of that, and it's great for me, I mean, from a standpoint of the algorithm, because you can actually kind of see how it all breaks out. You know, there's an anomaly here or there, right? Creekside is above Rome, even though Rome beat him in the first game. So I'm always interested to see when, you know, late Saturday night, I'm inputting all this information, what kind of cranks out there. But for the most part, you know, these games are great. Certainly, you know, television like ESPN helps to bring some of them together. Flow Football is doing a lot of that. They're doing things to try and bring it together. But as a pure high school football fan, and I'm not talking about, you know, watching an ESPN broadcast where every other word out of the broadcaster's mouth is about this guy's going here, this guy has this many stars. I'm just talking about watching a good old high school football game. And there's nothing better than that, and you can see a lot of it nowadays. And you can get that argument settled, right? Is Georgia better than Texas? And, I mean, Texas is licking its wounds. You mentioned them earlier. I mean, Texas has had its butt kicked by the Southern California
yeah.
teams. And trust me, I got a lot of friends still out there from when I lived there. And they don't let me forget that Texas got a little stomped on.
Well, we're
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, coming into tonight, we're 53-24 against other states. I mean, I'm not counting.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay,
yeah. Who's counting?
Count now,
yeah,
right?
But 53-24. So I'm assuming that number's going to go up a little bit tonight. But according to the algorithm, Bishop Gorman a little better than Brookwood, right?
Okay.
So we
okay.
Now that
yeah,
game's starting at 10:30. So we got a chance,
what the
Jeff.
Part of that is
what's that?
What's that?
I said, do we have a chance?
No. You always have a chance. Gorman has lost at home from an East Coast team when Miami Central went out there and beat them. You know, Brookwood's a good football team. The hardest thing that happens in high school football, and I've seen it time and time again. When an East Coast team goes to the third time zone, it is tough because
yeah.
you're kicking off at what time? 10:30, 11 o'clock
yeah.
on your clock. And I don't care how many days you get there before that. Yes, they're teenagers. Yes, they're more resilient than this 62-year-old guy that's on the phone with you right now. But it's hard to play at 11 o'clock at night. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But that's the test we got coming up. But, Jeff, it's always great catching up with you. Thanks so much for spending some time. We're going to be keeping up with this, and we're going to have you back.
Absolutely.
You know, as the season goes on, because we get these things are going to move around, and we got to see how Buford finishes up tonight. But we hope to get you back on. And thanks so much for always coming on and spending some time with us.
I love what you guys do. It comes from the heart. You know it, Sam, man. I've done this for a long time. I've done what you do. And I've done two-hour shows at night. What you guys do is maybe insane. I said tonight on Twitter, you guys supersize it. So congrats on how good you are. And thanks for promoting the great game of high school football. Really appreciate you guys. And I love listening to you every Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.